Oh, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Diane Williams Brown, date of birth 1/4/1966, date of procedures May 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Guirson Guerrier. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is GERD, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, abnormal mucosa noted on prior EGD. Next line, description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as an NC well, seems the patient is brought to the endoscopy, so you place in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, well lubricated on procedure, gastroscopes introduced into esophagus and runs in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examinations made at the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex view is obtained of the cardia period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 35 centimeters and by black with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending proximally greater than 10 millimeters, comma, prog C0 M1.5, comma, biopsies were obtained. In all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of white plaques at the distal esophagus that were biopsied for histology as well and to rule out candida esophagitis. Next line. The antrum and body. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was mild, comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of antral ulceration and irregular mucosa noted that appeared fibrotic and erythematous. Biopsies were obtained extensively in this area, circumferentially and over the fibrotic area for further evaluation and histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology, particularly the antral area biopsies. Next line, recommend patient notes that she has been on and off PPI therapy since being treated for H. pylori, but has not been on it consistently. Given the findings noted at the antrum, would recommend PPI BID. For 8 weeks, then daily following, comma, prior pathology from the previous endoscopy showing similar findings, noted a chronic gastritis in this area. With no evidence of intestinal metaplasia or dysplasia or malignancy, period. We'll await results for further recommendations. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the site after being on PPI therapy 2 times a day for 8 weeks and continuing every single day following. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions as well as avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line. Discussed in detail with the patient regarding smoking cessation. Next line. If patient is found to have candida, we'll treat for that as well. Next line of follow-up and office is previously scheduled. Thank you.